and that's how you guys met?
Maybe. I don't know how comfortable I feel answering these questions. I prefer to leave this man anonymous, but he was a great man of mine, you know?
I don't know. It's starting to sound like you're getting a little rusty over there. Sounds like you haven't really been doing much of the pickup work in recent days, if I'm being honest.
Work has been dry lately, to be honest. It's a little too warm for people to really be out there. It's not until it gets a little bit hotter.
Buddy, it sounds like you got to put yourself back out there. You know, it sounds like you've just been working the old folks and letting yourself get a little sloppy.
Maybe it is time to look towards greener pastures, you know?
Maybe you got to just, you know, settle down, you know? Maybe, you know, it's time to hang up the old pickup artist hat, you know, and time to settle down.
I have some thinking to do. I should probably reread some of my old journals back when I was younger and see. I will consider this. Thank you, Steve. Or what was your name?
That's what I'm here for. It's what Steve is here for.
Who are you, though? Like, who? Literally, who are you? Like, you're just some guy.
I'm Steve.
Oh, okay. No, my bad. I'm sorry.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for calling in. We do have to wrap it up here.
Hey, I was promised an hour.
Oh, no, this is, we end at 5:30. I'm sorry, Dr. Freaky.
This is unacceptable. No.
All right, well, I guess if you are interested in seeing Dr. Freaky, it seems like you might be able to do that in the basement of the Mandavi Center on Sunday nights. Thank you very much for listening to I'm Married to a Werewolf.
This hour of KDVS programming is sponsored by USDA ARS, Western Human Nutrition Research Center, located at 430 West Health Sciences Drive, University of California, Davis. The Western Human Nutrition Research Center and the Department of Nutrition at UC Davis are seeking to determine how to increase the body's good bacteria, boost overall immunity, food digestion, and support overall health. More information on the fibro intervention study can be found at 530-752-5177. Once again, at 530-752-5177. KDVS thanks Western Human Nutrition Research Center in Davis for their support of Freeform Community Radio.
You're listening to KDVS Davis on 90.3 FM, broadcasting live from Davis, California. This is listener-supported freeform radio for Northern California. My name is DJ Fringe, and today, in the usual 20-question spot, we are going to have a musical interlude in honor and observance of the fact that there is now an encampment for Palestine at UC Davis. This is very exciting news. Many of you may have seen international coverage of other encampments in the past month or so, and we are very proud here at UC Davis to be joining in that struggle. And so, in lieu of our usual programming, we're going to leave you with half an hour of music from Palestine. If you feel so inclined, the encampment is open to like-minded supporters. You can find out more information by contacting SJP at UC Davis. Please respect the privacy and safety of participants as well as the organizers. Practice good protest etiquette if you find yourself in attendance. And with that being said, I'm going to leave you with some Ahmad Al-Khatib and Yusuf Habesh, right here on KDVS Davis.
Thank you. عليك دوي حالي بالله عليك دوي حالي
I'm not حول بيوت حلو أشجار الرمان قطعوها وبقيت وحدي يسقوها شوي حرام يا رايح صوب بلادي دخلك وصل السلام بلغ أهلي ولادي نشتاق لهم رب الحمام وخليني ناديك بعد ممنوع الأحلام وإلا أيام ببالي
In 1948, the natives were expelled from the land of their ancestors, their homes and city shelled, from the traitors in Transjordan to clandestine British demand, by the settlers' Zionist army that rampaged across the land. Oh, Palestine, oh, Palestine, we hear your desperate plea that once again across the land your people can be free. Oh, Palestine, oh, Palestine, your people live in fear. We demand Israel did invade to conquer and to colonize what little had remained. The people of old Palestine once again their fates entwined with a Zionist occupation of their homes and weary minds. Oh, they've come a final time to destroy your homes and families with a murderous lethal design. The bombs our head are falling as our leaders continue their lies. The sky does glow and the blood it flows as we hear the children's cries. Oh, emancipation, your people will be free.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant... The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unabbreviated Country on KDVS in Davis. I'm Fuzzy Mike, and I'm going to be playing some country music for the next couple of hours. We're going to be playing some bluegrass for you this afternoon, and we're going to start things off with some Ren Wilder.